Hey guys, and welcome to Speak It Out. I am with your host.
Oh, me.
Yes, Veronica. Yes. And of course, this is Anna speaking to you guys. It's so good to be back this week, right?
It is. You know, it's been an eventful week, and we're in the month of December, and there's so much happening this month, and there's so much rush. You know, I feel like we're rushed in everything we have to do. There's so much to do. There's so much to plan, and we're always like rush, 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 and we have to take a step back and just, you know, spend time with the Lord and just be with him.
And what's important is that we shouldn't rush that time that we spend we spend with him. Because a lot of people, it's so true, December and end of the year, it always seems like everything gets crowded.
There's
and it's
birthdays,
like,
you have Christmas, to finish, New Year's.
You have to finish the year.
End of the year, plans.
Yeah, we can't rush
our time
with
the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so important that we, in the middle of the rushing, you know, some people say, well, I just don't have time. You know, I hear that so much. And actually, you know, he's given you the time. It's what you do with it. Are you a good steward of the time? And many times it's just when you're driving. Mm-hmm. It's just when you're getting from point A to point B. It's as you're walking down the hall, you know, just last night, I'm not changing the subject, I promise. Last night, you know, I was finishing up some things at home, you know, cleaning up and getting things ready. And I just said, you know, I just whispered, thank you, Jesus. That's all. And it's like he reminded me, it's not in the elaborate words. It's not in the, you know, this what we think we need to, you know, it's just in the small whisper of a grateful heart that you can hear him. And I felt such peace because honestly, I've been rushed too. I've been go, go, go. And I missed that time with him. And last night it was like, you know, I rested in him. I got to just hear the word. I put on Jesus Pod and I was listening to some podcasts and just had my eyes closed and just I heard him. And I got so refreshed by the word.
Yeah.
So it's really important that, you know, every month, every day, you just take time just to hear him, to hear what he's speaking to you. Yes. So anyway. Okay, let's get started with our podcast because that's not our podcast
So today we're going to be talking about complacency. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, has been in your heart a lot lately, you know, because it's in that rush. That's why we talked about it at the beginning of this. It's because we get okay with, oh, well, I'm busy and the Lord sees my heart. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, you might be busy, but you still need to make him a priority. He is a priority over everything.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, but yes, Matthew 6:33 says, so above all, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom and the righteousness that proceeds from him, then all these less important things will be given to you abundantly. Mm-hmm.
And it says it at the very beginning, above all, above everything else, seek him first. And, you know, complacency can be very, very dangerous to your spiritual life because you feel you're okay.
Yes.
You feel you're fully satisfied. You know, I'm going to church on Sunday. You know, I go home and I pray every morning. I pray before. You know, it's like you're satisfied in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But the Word of God says to seek. And the word seek means it's a continual action. It's not just a routine.
Yeah.
You know, routine is going through the motions. It becomes religious.
Yes.
He wants us to continually seek him. Not to get satisfied, not to get complacent, not to get to the point where you think you're okay, because it's normally when you think you're okay that things are not okay.
Yeah. When you come to the, oh, I can handle this.
Yeah.
I've got this mentality or like, no, I don't need to learn that. You know, I don't need to open my word because, you know, I'm good. That whole I'm good mentality, you know, self-sufficiency, you know, it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord does call us to to seek him, mm-hmm. you know, and it's always the come follow me.
Yes.
That's always the invitation that he has. Come follow me.
Yes.
And that's a daily thing. It's mm-hmm. not only on Sunday or Wednesday or whatever day you go mm-hmm. to service. It's come follow me. When you wake up in the morning, whatever you're doing, you come and follow me. When you're walking down the grocery aisle, you come follow me. Because mm-hmm. if you're following him, then you're always pursuing his presence. Mm-hmm. And when you're pursuing his presence, you are reaching for his heart.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, that's what he wants.
Yeah.
He wants that relationship mm-hmm. that I can't get enough of you. Mm-hmm. I am so in love with mm-hmm. you that I just can't get enough. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's what he's always wanted.
Yeah. Over in abundance. You know, but seeking God, what does that mean? Because, you know, I can say seek God, mm-hmm. and everybody has an opinion mm-hmm. of what that looks like.
Yeah.
You know, to some, it's just showing up to church. To mm-hmm. others, it's just having your praise and worship music at home.
Yeah.
You know, what does he want? When he asks us, seek me with all your heart, mm-hmm. like, what is he asking of us?
Yeah. I think it's how you say it. For everyone, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, if I don't open my word, my mm-hmm. Bible, have I sought him? Because the Bible is his word.
Yeah.
It's what he has spoken.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there so we can get to know him
so good,
deeper.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't open it and you just say, oh, I just hear him this way.
Yeah.
Listen, this is available right here and then. You don't have to be like, oh, was it God? No, you're literally reading his voice.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I saw right now.
Yes,
I go. So sometimes you know, if you're married or, you know, you have kids or you have your mom or whatever it
mm-hmm.
is, you could be living with them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't hear their words, you'll never know them.
Yeah.
You'll never know mm-hmm. what's in their heart. And so just like our relationship with God, we can be in that environment,
mm-hmm.
but if we don't open up the word, then we'll never know the heart of God. We can have an opinion, you know, like you and I could be in the same room, and if
mm-hmm.
you never speak to me, I'll never know what's in you.
Yeah.
And so you have to speak to me in order for us to have a relationship and communication.
Mm-hmm.
And so with God, seeking him is seeking his word first.
Yeah.
I really think that.
Yeah.
And seeking his word, because knowing his word, you know him.
Yeah. And it's like, it's the perfect example. We could be in the same room
mm-hmm.
and if we don't say a word to each other the whole day, in the back of our head, once we leave each other's presence, we'll be like, I wonder if they were mad at me.
Yeah.
I wonder if I did something wrong because they didn't talk.
Right.
But it takes, you know, communication takes
right.
two people. If you start the communication, then that's it. The communication will flow.
And it's the release of
mm-hmm.
the words that you know things are good.
But if you don't talk, nothing's going to happen.
No.
Or like if you're so, because sometimes we become so focused on something and, you know, and it's happened before
mm-hmm.
where you're working and I'm working and we're doing something and you ask a question and just the answer and that's it. And then you're like, oh, that was kind of like, you know, but it's because you become so focused. And that's why he says, chase after the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Because you could go up to him and be like, Lord, I need this, I need this, I need this. And he'll give you answers, but then you walk away and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He wants for you to chase his
kingdom.
You know,
sometimes we get so on fire for God.
Mm-hmm.
We get so lit up with just like, we just want to push everything aside and just seek his face. But somewhere along the way, things happen and we get discouraged or we get tired. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's a big one. We get tired or, you know, things happen. But we have to stir up the gift of God that's on the inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stir ourselves up. Are you praying in the spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Has it become a routine in your life?
Yeah.
Are you not seeing what God's trying to show you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to stir ourselves up.
Yeah.
You know, don't get satisfied with just, you know, I'm saved. There's so much more to that. There's so much more to your salvation. He wants to use you here in this world. You know, don't get so busy for God that you miss out on the person he's placed before you to speak life into, to bring deliverance to bring healing to bring salvation to. Mm-hmm. And so we cannot get just so comfortable because we're no longer the salt of the earth. He calls us salt.
Yes.
You know, we're here to bring flavor. We're here to bring something that people need. Mm-hmm. And if you're complacent in your walk with God, then you'll never reach and do what God's called you to do, because you know what? You're satisfied.
Yeah.
I've done enough, Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, that's basically what you're telling him is, you know what? I've had enough of you. I'm good with just a small amount of you. I don't want you to overtake me, because I don't want to be like those, you know,
high rollers, holy rollers,
crazy people. You know, oh my gosh. Yeah. If you could only see what God has for you, if you could only see how he wants to display his glory through you, you would throw everything aside.
Oh, yeah.
Because, oh my gosh, it's a person's soul. Mm-hmm. It's their salvation. It's their healing. You're the very answer that they've been praying for.
Yeah.
And if you're sitting complacent, oh my, you know, you miss out.
Yeah.
You know, you miss out. It's like asking, you know, okay, I won't go there, but, you know, it's, he want, you know, just get on fire for him.
Yeah.
Seek him with all your heart.
Yeah.
Let him know that you're there. You're available. Use me, God, for your glory. Let others, when they see me, let them see you, Father. Mm-hmm. I thank you, Lord, that you've equipped me with your word to bring life to others, to bring whatever it is they need, you know. Jesus already came down.
He did.
He died on the cross for us. He came down. He gave us everything we need to be successful here today and to show his glory here today. So it's done.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. If you're lacking something in your life, he's already provided for you.
Yes.
Open your eyes. Open your spiritual eyes so that you can see what God has laid before you. If it's your, you know, you've been crying out to God, Lord, I want to be used by like this person. I want to be used like that person. You know, but it takes you getting out of your comfort zone and actually stepping into the place that he's called you to be.
Yes.
You know, it takes more than just being satisfied. At this point, I don't like that word. Don't get satisfied in God. Mm-hmm. Don't get satisfied. You have
a scripture in Proverbs.
I do. Let me go there.
You read it, and I was like, yes.
Yeah. Let me go there.
But it's so true. You know, a lot of us walk around, and we think we're satisfied. But with time passing, because when you think you're satisfied, you stop pursuing. And when you stop pursuing, that means you stop giving fruit, you know. And that's why it's such a dangerous thing to be complacent, because you get into the mentality of, I'm okay, I'm good. And we should never be into that mentality.
Yeah.
Because Jesus did tell us in his word that greater things we would do.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are okay with just feeling his presence, or, you know, just worshiping on Sunday mornings or Wednesdays or whatever it is, where are the greater things?
Yeah.
And why aren't we pursuing them?
Yeah.
Because we are okay with just coming in and going out of church and, you know, maybe talking to our family about Jesus or showing him Jesus. But where are those greater things?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to pursue. We have to go after it.
The worst thing is to get to heaven and God said, I had all this waiting for you.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that would hurt. That would hurt.
I had all this, but you got satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
You got satisfied in your walk with me. And, you know, that would like... That's why there's such an urgent, you know, that's why there's such a fire to go. That's why there, you know, the Bible says go and make disciples.
Yeah.
That requires giving of yourself, giving of your time, sacrificing for others.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something where you have to get out of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer just about you.
Yeah.
As you know, I love what the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Yes.
So as you're seeking, that he meets the need.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting there making it all about you, it's going to take way longer than it should, you know, because your eyes are on you and your problem. I have found that the greatest thing is when you're going through something to go and be a blessing to somebody else, whether you bless them with something or bless them in finances or bless them with your words or, you know, encourage them. Mm-hmm. As you're allowing God to use you to speak to others, then he makes sure that somebody or someone or something, whatever it is you're praying for, it happens.
Yes.
But it's as you're seeking his kingdom, as you're doing his will.
Yes.
It's not as you're sitting, throwing a pity party, complaining and going through, God, I need.
Yeah.
And God's saying, I need you to go.
Yes.
You know, I need you to step out.
Yeah.
I need you to get up and go forth.
Yes.
But let me read Proverbs 24:33. It says, a little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. And, you know, right here, it's talking about finances. When you mm-hmm. get lazy, you don't prosper.
Yeah.
You know, it's the word and it's common sense.
If you don't go to work, you're not going to get paid,
yeah.
type of thing.
There's not, heavens are not going to open and, you know, $1 million is going to fall in your lap. It's just not, you know, no. You got to work. Amen.
Yes.
But, you know, it also deals with your spiritual poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get complacent, you know, a little folding of the hands, a little mm-hmm. extra sleep, you know, mm-hmm. this Sunday, I'm just so tired.
Yeah.
I did so much. I don't, you know, I'm going to rest.
Mm-hmm.
A little folding of the hands, a little mm-hmm. extra sleep, and poverty will come upon you because mm-hmm. now you're no longer making him your priority.
Yeah.
It's tough, you know, and I commend all the single parents, all the parents in general that wake up, get their kids ready for church, because not only are you setting an example for them, but you're teaching them that no matter what, to seek God.
Yeah.
You know, you're training them up in the way they should go so that when they grow old, they're not going to depart from truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes sacrifice. It takes overcoming tiredness. You know, it takes, you know, spilled juice all over the dress kind of morning and you
yes.
got to change them real quick. You know, it's all of those things, but you don't get frustrated because the moment you walk in the doors, it's like, Lord, I needed this.
Mm-hmm.
I needed your word. I needed your presence. I needed what you had in store for me.
Yeah.
But if you never place yourself in a position to receive, then you won't receive.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking as you were talking and about that scripture and, you know, Matthew 6:33, it says constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in God's kingdom, you're out of the eye vision of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But when you stop chasing the kingdom, you're no longer in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Therefore, you become
a target. Yeah.
And that's why it says it could pounce on you.
Mm-hmm.
It can attack you.
It's like you're no longer running with
because,
the herd.
Yeah. You're not in the shadow
yeah.
of the Almighty.
Yeah.
You're not surrounded by the light.
Mm-hmm.
The light drives away darkness.
Yeah.
So if you're not chasing after that light, if you're not in the light, then you're out there with
exposed.
No protection. Exposed completely.
Yeah.
And that's why it says it could pounce on you. It can
yeah.
attack you. You know, you could be destroyed because
mm-hmm.
you're no longer in the covering
right.
of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so important to chase constantly. The
yeah.
key word is constantly.
It's a constant running.
Yeah.
You're constantly
yeah.
moving. It's not like you're standstill. If you're
mm-hmm.
standstill right now, you're in trouble.
Yes.
You know, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, keep running. Keep
yeah.
seeking. Keep going.
Run the race.
Exactly.
Run the race of faith.
Don't
you
watch
know.
Everyone else run while you just stand.
You know, and it's fine when you have those low moments and you feel tired and
yeah.
you feel drained. And that's when you go to a fellow person that's running the race and you're like, help me run.
Yeah.
You know, have you
drag me if you have
yeah.
to.
You know, and everyone always, I don't know, I watch Facebook videos sometimes of those encouraging sports moments when people are running, you know, down the track or down the race, and then their legs get cramped up
oh.
because it happens, and then you have these people that carry them
you.
All the way to the finish line, but then they let the person go across the finish
yeah.
line on their own because
yeah.
it is your race, you
right.
finish it. But there is people out there that will stop
mm-hmm.
and help you along the way,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you have to be in the same race.
Right.
You have to you know, you have to be going through the race. Mm-hmm. You can't, you know, no, mm-hmm. there's people around you mm-hmm. and they, if they see you that you're down, and that's great about, you know, community and church.
Yeah.
They, you know, we become a family. Mm-hmm. And when you become a family, you care about the person right. that's next to you. But if you're running the race and you get a leg cramp, you're like, oh no, I'm not going to finish. I'm fine. I'm good.
I'll just sit here.
Let me just lay down on the ground. No, you know, just allow people to help you and say, yeah. you know what? I want to get to that finish
that's
line.
Right.
I want to cross that. I made it finish, you know,
yeah.
boundary. And I'm going to do it because you're chasing after the
right.
reward, which is the presence of
yeah.
God. It's always being in Him. So,
so good.
It's great.
Thank you guys for watching on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
God bless you guys. Thank
God
you for watching.
You.
Those that are listening, download Jesus Pod. If you
yes.
haven't, you can get all our podcast on there. And, you know, encourage us, because sometimes we need encouragement
yeah.
too. Okay? We need to know people are actually listening. So encourage us as well.
Yeah.
But we want to thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And I just want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name
yes.
of Jesus, I just lift up every person that is listening, that is dealing with this complacency in their heart, Lord, that you stir them up, put a fire in them, like when they first got saved and had that encounter with you, Lord. I thank you right now that whatever they might be going through, as they seek first your kingdom, Father, you
yes.
will cause all things to work together for their good, Father. I thank you that you are first in their life, Lord. And Father, even in those times of just quietness, Lord, that they can hear you, that they can feel your presence like never before, Lord.
Yes.
Engulf them with your love, Father. Overtake them with your word, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that they shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, Lord. I thank you, Father, for divine protection upon them. I thank you for wisdom. I thank you, Father, for just a seeking, a getting up, a time to go forth and minister and be the ministers of God that you placed us here to be, Father. I thank you for fire, Lord. I thank you for divine encounters with you, Lord, that we will not get satisfied. We command every spirit of self-satisfaction in you just to go now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for a hunger and a thirst for more of you, Father. I thank you, Lord. Continue to use them. Continue to speak to them, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for just doing a mighty work
yes.
in them and through them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys. God
thank
bless you.
Don't
thank
forget
you for
share.
Watching. God bless you all.
Bye.